Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a very special guest, the VP of Player Operations and Baseball Administration from the Milwaukee Brewers, Tom Flanagan. Tom, thanks much for joining us.
Great to be here.
How fun has it been to be able to see the affiliates live and be down to Biloxi this week?
It's great. I mean, this is my first trip for this year since spring training. Kind of got settled in Milwaukee, back in the office, let the guys do the same at their affiliates, but just getting out here to see them live and checking in with them, hearing from them, and seeing the good starts they've gotten off to is very positive.
And talking about good starts, it seems like whether it's the Brewers or anywhere around the affiliates, it's a fun start, and with a lot of youth and a lot of talent. How fun has that been throughout the system to start the year?
Yeah, that makes it extra special, just because, you know, wherever you're at, you always want to see them have positive beginnings and get off to good starts, settle into the routine. But as you touched on the youth, we're one of the younger clubs, I think, system-wide this year. I know our Carolina club is in the top two or three youngest in the league. Team in Wisconsin is the youngest in the league. These guys are kind of, you know, upper edge for young. So it's good to see the youth, because, you know, those guys are being challenged, and we'll continue to push them as much as we can.
How happy does it make you guys in a baseball operations side just to see the youth having success at levels where they're being challenged by guys who are maybe not even just a year older than them, but 2, 3, 4 years older than them?
Yeah, that's huge down the road, because eventually they'll catch up age-wise, but talent-wise they've been prepared well, and we're seeing it kind of with some of our younger guys in the big leagues where it may not look great early on always. Sometimes it does, and really that makes it really exciting, but it's kind of that challenge they need, because eventually they'll match up with their level, so to speak, and if you got age on your side, that'll make things easier in the years to come.
Speaking about talent-wise at the big league level, former Shucker from last year, Jackson Churio, has been joined by another former Shucker in Sal Frelick in that outfield in Milwaukee. How fun has it been to see guys who were in Double-A for Churio a year ago from Frelick 2 years ago to already be making an impact at the big league club?
Yeah, it's really crazy. When you step back and you look at Sal, you know, the year he was drafted, already, you know, second year, really, counting last year in the big leagues. Jackson, you know, signing internationally as a 16-year-old and already in the big leagues, and really important members of the club. Obviously, we know, you know, they're young, so they're going to have some ups and downs, but that just bodes well for their future. I, you know, sound like a broken record here, but when you see those guys that young, it's just, there's not a lot of parallels, and the ones that you do draw are usually the upper end of the talent pool, you know, Hall of Fame type, you know, multi all-star guys like Jackson that get there that young. So still a ton of work to do, still development. Our coaches in the big leagues do a tremendous job of continuing to develop the guys, like our Rovers and our instructors in the minor leagues do as well, but definitely exciting times.
Speaking about exciting times as well, here in Biloxi, it's a pitching staff that is off to one of the best starts in minor league baseball in the last 20 years. Guys like Bradley Blaylock, you guys acquired at the trade deadline last year, Tyler Wasner, Jacob Mizorowski. How exciting is it to see that talent all in the same rotation and the guys having success early?
It's very exciting. I think you touched on it there, just naming the guys you named. You know, Blaylock was a trade. Wasner was not a later pick, but not a first-rounder by any means, junior college. And then Mizorowski, you know, higher pick, but a junior college arm as well. I think our scouts have done a tremendous job of identifying talent wherever it may be, whether it's a big four-year school, you know, powerhouse in baseball. We got some of those guys. You have Division III guys. You got guys from indie ball, and they all have the same traits that our guys like to see, and it's exciting stuff on the mound. So I think rolling those guys out there night after night, we've seen the results here where, you know, the bats have been a little quieter maybe early on, but the pitching hasn't missed a beat, so we're able to win some ball games. So it's great to see.
Speaking about finding guys from really anywhere, that is one of the hallmarks in this organization. It seems like if you're good at baseball, it does not matter where you're playing, whether it's indie ball. For some guys, it's Germany. You're going to find them, and you guys are going to sign them. What has that been like on the baseball operations side of just being able to find guys from almost anywhere?
I think it's a credit to our scouts. The old cliche is, hey, no stone unturned and that type of thing. But I think more than that, it's just having a process they believe in, certain ingredients that they look for in pitchers that when they have those, they know that, A, there's definite skills present, and then, B, they have trust in the development side as they have to work together and make sure that they can not only let those tools play or those ingredients play, but build on them and refine their stuff. And I think it's just it's nice to see, because it's you know, the scouts do a heck of a job identifying, and then the development side is doing their best to push them and build on what they already have. So if you get those sides working together like we've been fortunate to do, it's really paying dividends.
And yeah, talk about the marriage of those two things. There's been a lot of success for the organization in the past half decade. How proud does that make you of what your baseball operations department has been able to do to turn these guys out at the minor league level into talented big league regulars?
Absolutely. I think everybody knows in baseball that you have to develop from within. Yes, you can go out and grab a Reese Hoskins or a free agent piece here and there that certainly help your club, but the guts of our system here, I think, is to have those middle of the order guys, you know, frontline starters that you just can't always get. A, they're not available, and B, they cost you a fortune on the free agent market. So to get guys homegrown that are going to be here a while and you can build on is definitely the way, you know, we need to be, and we've been fortunate to this point and being able to churn out some good ones.
And one of those big guys as well was a guy who was here in Biloxi, and Freddie Peralta, way back when this franchise started, who's now a number one starter for the big league club. Stories like that, that has to get you excited about what you guys have done and what's to come when you look around the farm system and how much success has been in the system early on this year.
Absolutely. That's what I think the players start to believe. Certainly the staff believes, but I think the players see the track record where they know, hey, these, you know, Freddie works as hard as anybody, so he's like a development person's dream. He's going to come in with a smile on his face and really get after it without any encouragement. But then the ability that he brought in the door and then we were able to build upon turns into a pretty special product. So I think that, you know, adds fuel to the fire, kind of lets things grow, and hopefully the next Freddie Peralta or similar version is somewhere in our system that we can tap into.
Oh, hey, we wouldn't mind if it was right here in Biloxi.
We'll take that too.
Tom, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Anytime.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back in a moment on the Shunkers Radio Network.